this morning, and I hope and pray that you do. Take your Bible, if you would, please turn to the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke this morning, chapter number 17. The Gospel of Luke, chapter number 17. We'll deal with a thought that the Lord's placed upon our heart for this service this morning. I pray to be a blessing and a help and a challenge, certainly to each and every one of us here today. Certainly some of these verses we have dealt with even in the past few months, but the Lord has placed a thought upon our heart this morning that we want to deal with out of verse number 5. And we're actually going to read the first 6 verses this morning out of Luke chapter 17, but going to deal mainly today with a thought out of verse 5 and 6. We'll make reference probably to the other verses here this morning if the Lord leads in that direction. But again, I feel like that's what the Lord placed upon our heart for this service today. Luke chapter number 17. Found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. Amen. I want you to just pick up your Bible this morning and hold it and just shake it at the devil one time. I don't want to make him real mad this morning before we get started. And boy, it's good to see all them good Bibles up in the air this morning. Thank God for the Word of God this evening. I found your place. Go ahead and stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. If you're able to stand this morning, and if you're not, that's okay. Luke chapter number 17. Of course, here we have in these verses this morning, of course, the Lord Jesus, his disciples here. And of course, he's dealing with, of course, instruction on forgiveness or in forgiveness. But the Lord just dealt with my heart for the last several days out of verse number 5, or the thought out of verse number 5. And where the apostles here, the disciples, asked the question or asked the Lord to increase our faith. And so I began to think about that, and the Lord began to deal with my own heart. And I pray that the Lord will certainly help each of us here today as we think about that, because each and every one of us, none of us know what we're going to face the rest of this day, what we may face in the next week, what we may face in the next month, and what we may face in the next year. None of us know. But there's one thing for certain, that all of us probably, if we be honest before the Lord today, that all of us need, and that's for the Lord to increase our faith, to strengthen our faith. And so I pray as we start out this year, this new year of 2017, that we would look to the Lord to increase our faith, because we see in the scripture that we're dealing with that Jesus is talking about certainly forgiveness. And man, I'm just trying to picture it in my own heart, in my own mind this morning. They're kind of looking back saying, now, Lord, that's a tough thing. And what you are asking us to do, what you're saying that we need to do, man, that's a tough thing. So we need you to increase our faith. And I'm glad we're serving a God today that can increase our faith and will increase our faith today if we'll look to him and trust him. So some of the things that I want you to think about as we read and as we try to bring the message that the Lord has placed upon my heart for this message this morning. The Bible says now in Luke 17:1, then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come. Now notice that. It's impossible but that offenses will come. But notice what he says, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Verse 3, take heed, watch it now, to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day again to thee, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And then verse 5 being our text verse, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Then notice what he says in verse 6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say. Now notice, I believe these are key words this morning that we see here in our King James Bibles. He says, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we do bow in your presence today, Father, as humble as we know how to come. And Lord, we thank you for another good day on this side of eternity. Thank you this morning, again, for your love and your grace and your mercy. And thank you, Father, that, Lord, you have watched over us and cared for us. And Lord, give us health and strength and the ability to be able to start out this new year. Father, coming to your house, Lord, hearing the teaching of the Word of God, Lord. Lord, being able to pray together and to worship together and fellowship together, and then, Lord, to hear the beautiful singing, then, Lord, to be able to gather around the Word of God. Lord, have our hearts challenged, and Lord, have you to speak to us here this morning through your Word. And I pray now, Father, as your servant, Lord, I pray that you would anoint me now with fresh oil. God, I pray you'd clear my heart and my mind, and Lord, I pray that you would touch my lips of clay. Father, one more time, Lord, as I stand in this sacred place, that, Father, you would anoint me and use me here today, Father, to bring forth a message, Lord, that's needed for this hour. I pray that, Lord, you'd help each of us to look into the depths of our hearts and our lives. And, Lord, certainly if there be anything, Lord, that would be hindering, Lord, from us hearing and, Lord, receiving that which you have for us today, Lord, I pray we'd confess it, Father, before you right now, Lord, today, that, Lord, you might be able to speak to us and help us. I pray that, Lord, our ears would be sensitive, our heart would be tender, that, Lord, that you would help each of us here this morning through the preaching of the Word of God, especially to that one that possibly could be here today, Lord, that's never trusted you as Savior. Lord, I couldn't think of a better way to start out a new year than, Father, coming and trusting you as Savior, than those that might be, Lord, cold, indifferent, out of the will of God today, Lord, whatever need, that, Lord, you would speak to every heart. But, Lord, I pray you'd help each of us, Lord, today as we look into the Word of God, again, that you would challenge our hearts. And, Lord, help us today, Lord, as we start out this new year, that, Lord, we would certainly be more determined, Lord, than we've ever been, Lord, to live for you and, Lord, to be the witness and the light and the testimony. Lord, I pray that, Father, you would shower your blessings, Lord, upon this church, Lord, in this coming year. Lord, you stay ye coming. Lord, I pray that you would do even greater works, Lord, than what you've already done, Lord. And I know that you can simply because you are God. And I pray, Lord, that we'd stay focused upon you. Help us to live and be the light, Lord, that you'd have us to be. Lord, we love you. And I pray now you'd bless our time together around the Word of God. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. Again, we're dealing here this morning with verse number 5, especially here where the disciples are worried. Here it says, the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Now, we know the word increase, and even as it's used here in our text this morning, it means to add or to give more. And certainly I'm glad this morning for faith. And as we study our Bible, of course, we know it is a book of faith. And certainly a lot of things about faith, and I'm not going to be able to deal with all those today. But I truly believe, again, as we look ahead to a new year, to a fresh start, to a new beginning, if you will, none of us, as we said, have any idea what the next year will hold, even the next day or two or week. None of us know what it will hold for us as individuals or hold for our family or even for our church this morning. But it is for certain that one thing that each of us needs to do today is to continue to look to the Lord Jesus, to our Heavenly Father and His Word. And I believe it would help us this morning if each of us, as the apostles or the disciples here ask, that we would ask that the Lord would certainly help us, that we would increase our faith. And this morning, again, I believe that's one of the things that all of us certainly could benefit from, is saying, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith in you and in your word, because we all go, when we go through circumstances and situations, there comes times of doubt, and there comes times of misunderstanding, and comes times of great questions within our own hearts and our own minds. And so here, as of course Jesus again is dealing, as you look at the text this morning, of course, about forgiveness and the things that we want to think about, I thought about this as we look back upon the year 2016. If we're not careful, we'll bring baggage from 1 year, or even more so, longer than a year. If we're not careful, we'll bring baggage from 1 year, from one situation, and we'll carry it over into another. And so I think it would be a good time for all of us to ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts this morning, and if there be anything in our hearts and our lives today that would hinder from God working in our lives and increasing our faith, and you and I being what we need to be for the Lord Jesus, and being that witness and that light and that testimony for Him, that certainly we would come and lay it at His feet. I'm glad this morning if He said we confess, He would forgive, and He would help us with these things today. And so if we're not careful, we'll carry baggage from one situation to another situation. And there's one thing about that baggage, it just it continually gets heavier and heavier and heavier, and we can't carry it and we can't deal with it. And so we need to bring it to the Lord this morning. So I would say, Lord, increase our faith. Help us today that we would get rid of anything in our hearts and our lives that would be hindering certainly to what you would have us to be. And so I begin to think about the Lord increasing our faith and certainly the importance of faith. Now, we know that the Bible teaches us that certainly that we can't even be saved without faith. But aren't you glad this morning that through faith, as the Bible teaches us, that through faith that we can come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad I've done that this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm saved today by the good grace of God. And that's something to rejoice about and thank God for. But I want us to understand that God wants to take us so much deeper in our walk, in our relationship with Him, in our responsibility to Him and to those around us. He wants to take us so much deeper than just saying that we're saved. He wants us to have that deep, lasting, certainly fellowship and relationship and communion with Him. And so this morning there's times in our life where I believe that we're just like these disciples. We need to say, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Now I thought about a couple of three things that I want to share with you quickly this morning as you pray for me. I want to say first of all that faith is that which pleases God. Now this is not anything new, but just to lay some foundation this morning for the thought of the Lord increasing my faith, we need to understand first of all, and I know many of you do, but sometimes we need to be reminded that it is faith that pleases God today. How do you know that, preacher? Because that's what the Bible teaches us. It's faith and faith alone that pleases God. How do we know that? From Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 6, the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And that word please, as it's used here in the book of Hebrews in chapter number 11 and verse number 6, means to gratify entirely. People are trying to please God in all kinds of ways. But you know what really pleases God this morning is when you and I will trust Him completely. Now that's easy preaching and hard living. I don't know about you, but there's times in my own life that I have trouble with this thing called faith. Not that God hadn't saved me, He has. But again, when we go through the circumstances and situations of life, we stand back and scratch our head. But I want you to know something, and I want to report to you, and you already know this, but do you understand God's never made a mistake? God's never been late for anything. God's never made a mistake. Now we have, and there's some circumstances in our lives, maybe even today, that we may be going through because of some things that we've done. But understand, God's never made a mistake. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? That you're serving a God today that's never made a mistake. And He wants me and He wants you, irregardless of what we may be facing, what we may be going through, what might be in our hearts right now. I'm telling you, He just wants me to trust Him. He wants you to trust Him because faith is what pleases God this morning. People say they want to please God, but yet they want to question what He does. They want to question who He is. They want to throw all kinds of questions. And I understand the physical realm of things. Just as the disciples here, they're standing back scratching their heads and saying, you know, if somebody sins against me and does me wrong and they come back and ask me to forgive them, you mean I'm supposed to do that seven times in one day? And that's what He's telling them. And they're saying, Lord, increase our faith. No, we're just like the disciples. We're made out of the same thing that they're made out of. And so today we need to understand that I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you might go through. I don't know what I might go through. But irregardless, God is on the throne. God is in control. Hallelujah. And He's never lost a battle. Thank God He's in control. And He wants me to trust Him with every area of my life. He wants me to follow Him. Why? Because it's faith that pleases Him. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. I'm glad that He is. When Moses asked Him, he said, who do I tell the children of Israel who sent me? He said, I am that I am.
I'm glad He's still the great I Am, aren't you? I'm glad that we must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder, or a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That word diligently means to search out, to investigate, to crave, to seek after. Oh, my soul, wouldn't we be much better off? Wouldn't it be much more beneficial to you and to me this morning in this new year, in this fresh start, that we would do everything within our heart and in our soul and within our power to seek diligently after Almighty God and His way this morning, and His direction for our life, His direction for our family, His direction for our church. Oh, my soul, Lord, increase our faith. I know this morning that God, You are still able today. Hallelujah. So this morning, Lord, increase our faith. It is faith this morning which pleases God. Now, I thought about this as I was studying. We think about a lot of things, and we attempt a lot of different ways and a lot of different things in our life to please Him. I really do think we try to go around what God's told us that pleases Him and try to find alternative ways to please Him. Now, can I say, first of all, this morning, it's not your personality that pleases God. Now, everybody ought to be kind and sweet. I just think everybody that knows Jesus ought to be kind and sweet. I think they ought to be loving. I think they ought to have a good personality. I think they ought to be able to communicate with people. Because He's kind of put us here with people. Some people think that God's put them over in a corner somewhere, and that's their corner, and they're going to stay there, and they're not going to deal with anybody else. Well, now, God didn't design us that way. Now, I know also that the Bible teaches us that those cause offense, that we can mark them and certainly stay away from them. I understand all that. But for the most part, you're going to deal with people. I don't care what your profession may be, you're going to deal with people. And you may think you have the sweetest, kindest personality, and I hope that you do. But it's not your personality this morning that pleases God. Could I say, secondly, this morning, it's not your position in life that pleases God. Somebody says, well, I come from this family, or I come from that family, or I hold this position, or I hold that position. I'm up here in the corporate ladder, or I do this for a living. Listen, God's not interested in your position. You say, well, I do this in the church, and I do. God's not interested so much in that this morning. Now, listen, we need people in position. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But I'm afraid too many people are sitting back and looking in the mirror and thinking, well, I've got a pretty good position in life, so God must be pleased with me. It's not your personality that pleases God. It's not your position that pleases God. Amen. Preacher, what is it that pleases God? I told you. It's faith, and faith alone that pleases Him this morning. Hallelujah. It's not your personality. It's not your position in life that pleases Him. And it's not our personal abilities that please Him. Some folks have got great talents. Some folks like myself still kind of looking around for some. But understand that just because God has given you a great ability or a great talent or some kind of personal ability that you have, it's not the thing. Now, you can take that and use that to bring honor and glory to God and work for Him and worship Him and get the Word of God out through your life. But that's not what pleases Him this morning. I'm afraid in our human way of thinking that, man, we're going to do something. We're just going to please God with it. Well, if you don't do it by faith, then it's not pleasing to Him. Oh, my. Boy, isn't this interesting for a New Year's Day service sermon. Well, I truly believe this morning that it would help each of us to come to the conclusion that what God wants me to do is just trust Him. God wants me to take the personality that He's given me. He wants me to take the position that He's given me. He wants me to take the personal abilities that He's given me and bring honor and glory not to me, but to bring honor and glory to the Son of God that bled and died and suffered so that I could know Him in a free pardon of sin and that I could serve the One that has saved me and redeemed me and promised me a relationship with Him, promised a reward of heaven this morning with Him. He just wants me to trust Him today. Again, that's sometimes easy preaching and hard living. But that's what God wants from me. That's what God wants from you. Because as you study this Bible today, there's some difficult things within the Word of God that battles against this flesh. It battles us day in and day. It battles against the things that God wants in our lives. And we must be willing to crucify this flesh this morning if we want to grow spiritually, if we want to please God, if we want to be the witness and the light and the testimony that God has called us to be. We're going to have to do it by faith today. We want to see the results before God does the work. Well, it's kind of like building a building. If you build a building of any size this time, you build a home, you build any kind of building, the first thing that you're probably going to have to do is start in the planning stages, and you're going to have to get some blueprints. Now, it'll give you an idea of what it's going to look like. And you take those blueprints and you change it. You can make it, you can change this room. You take those blueprints and you draw those blueprints out, but you don't know what the finished product's going to look like until they get the finished product done. Well, you say, well, what's that got to do with the message? Well, God's give us a set of blueprints. Hallelujah. I don't know how it's all going to turn out, Brother Randy. I don't know what it's all going to look like in the end. But honey, I've got a set of blueprints. Thank God, I'm telling you, hallelujah, is the good Word of God this morning. And what He has promised, hallelujah, church, I'm about to have me a spell. What God has promised this morning, God will fulfill, God will do. I'm telling you today, thank God.
Which way to go without you. people in this building has faced things this past year at the end of 2015 and never thought about facing. And I hate to report this to you, but the Lord stays His covenant. In the year 2016, there'll be people sitting in this church pew right here this morning. They'll face things and they'll talk about facing. And that this morning should not be the part that really gathers our attention, but it should be this. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to face, but I know with You, I can face whatever comes my way. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase my faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. I want you to understand today that it's faith and faith alone. Because the Bible says without it, we can't please Him. But faith pleases Him today. The word faith, as it's used here in the text, as it's used in many places throughout our King James Bible, it means persuasion. It means conviction of religious truth or the truthfulness of God. Especially reliance upon Christ for salvation. And then not only that, but constancy in such profession, assurance and confidence. In other words, faith today is looking at God and saying, God, I may not understand it all, but I'm just going to trust You with it. Lord, I don't understand all the instructions that You've given me in Your Word, but Lord, I don't have to understand it, but just help me to obey. Give me the faith to obey. If we really believe He was God, and really believe He left us a blueprint, really believe He left us a Word, it should be our desire in our heart to say, God, I want for my life, I want for my family, I want for this church, just exactly what You want. And give me the faith to follow You. Why? Why do we need to say, Lord, increase our faith? Lord, increase my faith. Because it's faith that pleases God today. Let me say secondly today, not only does faith please God, but it is faith that we need in Christ today and in His Word to face and conquer the impossibilities, or what seem to be the impossibilities and the obstacles that we will encounter. As I've already said, we have no idea. The congregation that's sitting right here today has no idea of the impossibilities. You say, preacher, I thought the Bible says with God all things are possible. Yes, they are, and thank God they are. But it amazes today to how these certain circumstances come up in life and situations come up in life and the direction that God wants us to go in life sometimes, and we look back at it and we say, that's an impossibility. Well, it is with the flesh. Oh, it is with this old flesh. And aren't you glad again that through God all things are possible today? Yeah. But we look at it and we think, this is impossible. There's no way that I can do that. There's no way that I can get up and sing that song. There's no way that I can teach a Sunday school class. There's no way that I can do this or do that. I'm telling you, if we'll put faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His Word and the blueprint that He's laid out before us today, I'm glad that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Not only does it please God, but if you will, this morning it will be the vehicle that will get us through those impossibilities that we're going to face. And those things that we need. Listen, there's probably fears and doubts and questions in almost every individual's life sitting right here this morning. Now, some of you are not going to admit that. But if we really truly search the depths of our heart, there's some areas in our life that we're just not trusting God with like we should. There's some areas in our life that look like impossibilities to us. But they're just opportunities for God. If we would just trust Him, it will be faith that will get you through. It will be faith that gets me through. What are you going to do when the storm comes your way? On your Sea of Galilee. Remember the story? Of course, Jesus is there on the boat with them. He comes, of course, the panic, the water, all the things that's going on. And of course, Jesus right there. I'm glad he's right here.
Amen.
I'm glad God's still on my boat.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad God's still on your boat?
Amen.
Aren't you glad in the midst of the storms and the sea, he can stand up in the hallelujah, the bowels of your heart, say, peace, be still. Why were you so fearful? Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. Well, I'll have to be honest with you. There have been times I've been right there.
Amen.
I have to say, wait a minute, Lord. I said, I trusted you, but I didn't. Now, you can take right out the cash credit that you gave. If you want to, you probably done the same way. Lord, increase my faith. Because it's faith that pleases God. That it's faith that will get us through the impossibilities and the obstacles of life. Now, I want to share some things with you from these verses, and I'll do it quickly. Notice he talks about some of the impossibilities and the obstacles that we face as Christians this morning, right here in these very verses. He talks about offenses. That word offense actually, when you study the word, it talks about a trap stick or a snare or a stumbling block. Do you understand that the devil is going to put trap sticks and stumbling blocks all in your path? And he's going to use some people that you thought were with you. He may even possibly use some of them.
Right.
Why didn't you go to church all the time anyhow? Why are you going to save that choir for? I mean, he'll just throw all kinds of trap sticks out there. Oh, if God, boy, he realized you, boy, God really loved you, you wouldn't have this cancer. You wouldn't have gone through that surgery. If God really loved you, God never promised us a bed of roses.
Amen.
He didn't know this through Job. Man born a woman, a few days are full of trouble.
Yep.
I don't have to let the trouble overwhelm me.
That's right. That's right.
Why? Because I've got one thing in hallelujah to all the trouble this morning. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm glad this morning I'm not in this thing by myself. I'm glad I've got help beyond this world this morning. Matter of fact, I've got heavenly help. And thank God, all I've got to do is call on him. All I've got to do is trust him. I may not understand it. I may not see the way through. I may not see the end result. But God said, just trust me today.
Amen.
He deals with offenses. They will come. One thing about Satan and his hounds of hell, he knows just exactly the thing it takes to trip you up and to knock you out of here. And he'll use anybody, he'll use any kind of circumstance he can. Right here, I need to stop and say, Lord, increase my faith.
Yes, sir.
Jesus warned us. The offenses will come, but notice also it says, woe to whom those offenses come through. That's what he's saying. In other words, be careful, don't you be one that's done the blocks. I want to say this morning, I want to say it right now, because the Holy Ghost of God said the same. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you being a hindrance to the work of God? Are you being a hindrance to what God's wanting to do in your life? Are you being a hindrance to what God's wanting to do in somebody else's life? Or are you being a help? Oh, that ought to make every one of us stop and think for just a minute. Do you understand today that you're either being a hindrance to this church or you're being a help to it?
Amen.
Do you understand this morning you're either being a hindrance to your family or a help to your family? Do you understand this morning that you can be a hindrance to your own spiritual growth and spiritual life today, or that you can help yourself and just trust God today? Faith pleases God, and it's faith that will help us get through the impossibilities and the obstacles of life. Now notice the first one, he talks about offenses. They're going to come. What are you going to do when the offenses come? Notice not only does he talk about offenses, but he talks about forgiveness or unforgiveness. Bitterness. I mean, there could just be a lot of different things. There could be a lot of things that you're carrying around in your heart and your life today. See, Jesus would not have dealt with this if it did not need to be dealt with. Jesus knew what they were going to face. They didn't.
Right.
Jesus knows what you're going to face.
Yes.
But you don't.
Right.
And if we're going to be like Him, then certainly we have to have a forgiving spirit. But more many times, certainly unforgiveness and bitterness come up in our life, and it seems like an impossibility to get rid of. Do you understand that here in our church? Do you understand it's hindering your life? Do you understand it to be hindering your family's life today? Well, praise God, how do you deal with it? You give it to God and you let it go.
Amen.
And you move on to do what God said to
do.
Amen. And one of the disciples looked back and went, Lord, increase our faith. See, if you're not careful, as I said in the own. Said in the message this morning, you'll carry baggage from one year to the next year and on and on and on and on and on. And you think you're hurting other people with it. The truth about it is, first of all, you're hurting yourself. And then, of course, you can be hindering the work of God in your own life, in your own family, and even in your church. It is faith that we need in Christ and His Word to face and conquer the impossibilities and obstacles that we will encounter. Whether it be offenses, whether it be unforgiveness, whether it be bitterness, whatever it might be, Lord, increase our faith. And then verse number 6 I'm interested in this morning for just a moment. When they ask it, and if you study it, you'll find that it's almost asking a prayer-like manner. Lord, and if you'll notice, the word is not a little I, but it's a capital I. You'll notice that in your Bible. Capital I. That means that God's putting emphasis on it. God's capitalized it for us. Lord, increase our faith. And when I bring in a stepfather and say, Lord, increase my faith.
Yeah.
Lord, increase my faith. Mm-hmm. Because as I see you're teaching your disciples here, and I come to verse number 6. Let's read verse number 6 carefully. After they pray, if you will, and ask the Lord to increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. How many know what a mustard seed looks like? From my understanding, as I've studied it's just like the mustard seed that we see here. Very minute, very small. Notice what Jesus says. In other words, the disciples are saying, Lord, this is hard for us. We just can't get a hold of this. Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, I want you to imagine with me just a moment. Jesus used a lot of illustrations. Actual live illustrations that he had there with him. And they're out there. Imagine Jesus standing right next to the sick man tree. Could have been, I don't know. Or maybe it was over here and he was, tell us, won't you look at this to me? He said, you might say. And he didn't tell him to say that. He said, you might say. Jesus is an illustration, understand it. He said, you might say, under the sick man tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. Oh, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think I've just hit the root of our problem.
That's right. Amen.
Amen, church?
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, are you still with me?
Yeah.
I know somebody probably stayed up to see the new year in. I didn't do that. I mean, I just went to bed. I lay there for a long time. But I didn't say it to see how kind of, I knew you'd get here with me or without me.
Yeah.
But just stay with me a little longer. Imagine Jesus, imagine the disciples, imagine this sycamore tree. And if you'll study this out, of course, some people say it was a sycamore tree, and it is in the family of the sycamore tree, if you will, from what I can find out. But there were some interesting things about the sycamore tree I want to get hold of this morning. Real quick. I believe it'll help us with our faith. The first thing about the sycamore tree that I want you to think about when we think about the Lord increasing our faith and Jesus himself using this as an illustration to them, the first thing that I found out about the sycamore tree this morning is this. It had a very large and deep root system, or root structure, just like many of the obstacles and the impossibilities that come our way. Now listen, this tree was a very popular tree. It was a very plentiful tree in this area of Palestine and Egypt and the Middle East. To my understanding, as I said that, it was very plentiful. And so they knew about the sycamore tree. And they knew that it had deep roots. Boy, that's just like a lot of the impossibilities and obstacles in our life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks impossible to us. And it is. But with faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to that impossibility this morning, you might say to that obstacle this morning, hallelujah, I can't throw it out by the roof, but I know somebody who can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. That would make us want to shout today. Hallelujah, I can't pull it out. I can't remove it. I can't take it out. But if I'll just trust God with it, I'll guarantee you one thing. He can, he will in his way, and in his time, take care of it.
Amen.
Something else about the sycamore tree. Not only did it have a deep root structure, but you'll find something else out about it. You'll find that sycamore tree's wood was the preferred wood for building caskets. That might be interesting to you, Brother Randy. Don't interest me much. Now again, Jesus is teaching them an obstacles. And I believe they're standing right there inside of that sycamore tree. They said they could grow very large, up to 30 feet tall. And then have a very deep root system. Well, that's like the impossibilities and the obstacles that come our way. But then, it was the preferred wood for building caskets. Now, it's not the only way that they used it as a resource, but it was the preferred wood for building caskets in Egypt and the Middle East. I want you to think about it. The things that's killing us spiritually. The things that are hindering us spiritually. Now, I'm in the spiritual realm now. I'm not talking about physical realm. I'm talking about the things that are hindering us spiritually. That are causing us to die spiritually. That are killing our testimony spiritually. That is killing our enthusiasm spiritually. That is killing our witness spiritually. Is that old sycamore tree? That needs to be pulled up. Sense, we need to bury
something. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
See, you can think of it in a twofold matter this morning.
Yes.
There may be some things in your life that need to get buried.
Yeah.
It is amazing how the old devil keeps bringing them up time and time and time again.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and bring him on up here this morning and get this thing settled in this altar today?
Yeah.
And in the year 2017, just move on with God anyhow.
Amen.
Paul said this at the church of Philippi, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward for those things that are ahead. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. So Jesus is using an illustration that they all understand. Now, we're having a hard time getting a hold of it, but I think some of you might get it. had very deep root structure. It was a preferred resource in building caskets. Oh, my soul. The sycamine tree also, thirdly, produced a fruit. Almost like a fig. There's different kinds, like there's different kinds of apples and peaches and things. There's different kinds of fig. It was a type of fig. Some said it was more like a mulberry. But what I could find, it was more like a fig. But that's not what I want you to focus on. I want you to focus on this about the fruit of it. And I want you to think about the fruit of your own life this morning. The fruit of the sycamine tree, even though that it could be eaten, and was eaten, especially by the poor, but it was very bitter to eat. To my understanding, they'd have to sit there and eat on its slug because it was bitter. They'd eat on it, and they'd eat on it. Sounds like some of the stuff in our life. We'd just eat on it, eat on it, eat on it, eat on it. And if that's how they put us through some of that down, we'll get something good to pay back. Because God has the best for his own. But the fruit was bitter to eat. And then there was something else about the sycamine tree that I found out. In the sycamine tree, of course, we know in any fruit tree that it has to be pollinated. The sycamine tree was an unnatural way, in a sense, into what all the other fruit trees were pollinated. The sycamine tree is pollinated only by a wasp. And that wasp, in the pollination process, and the only way that it is initiated is when the wasp itself sticks its stinger right into the heart of the fruit. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with me? Isn't that just like old saying?
Yeah.
Oh, don't let Satan pollinate bitterness and unforgiveness and all the things that hindered us today, because he'll stick that stinger right into the heart of the matter and pollinate in your life things that you don't need. Bitterness, unforgiveness. A spiritual life that, in some sense, is in ruins because you can't be what God wants you to do. So what does God want us to do this morning? He wants us to trust him. Could I say today before I close, he's very trustworthy.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus took every opportunity. Listen, I've read this scripture, and I've preached from the previous verses before, but I never got into the depths. The Holy Ghost just led my heart into looking at this sycamine tree. And Jesus is telling them, oh boys, the fishes will come. You're going to have to be forgiven. Whether you like it, you just don't have to. Suck it up, let it come to it. Lord, increase our faith. Jesus says, fellas, if you have a faith as a grain of mustard seed, you see that sycamine tree over there? You might say to it. Uproot. Be gone. Then what does he say? He said, be done. God's not asking me and you to go out here to this oak with this white oak tree out here and saying, God, if you're really God, I'll tell you what you do. You just jerk that white oak tree up right there right now today. That's not what he's saying. Jesus is using it to say, fellas, I know you need help. But he said, if you'll just trust me, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this tree. Here in verse number 6, let me get it right. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root. Something that's deep, root, a deep, root, deeply rooted.
Amen.
Right. says it can be removed. I think about this, and I think about how simple it is for somebody to be saved. Boy, they pass up on an opportunity time after time after time. And then I think of us as Christians today. God gives us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to take some care of some things in our life. That's deep rooted, that needs to be gotten out, that needs to be taken care of. And all we have to do is just trust Him.
Oh, my soul. Be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea. That's amazing. He talked about putting it in the sea, isn't it? Why would you throw it in the sea so you could forget about it?
Yeah.
It's gone, it's gone, it's gone. And it should obey you.
Preacher, I just don't believe it. Well, if Jesus said it, you can believe it. Oh, the sycamore tree had deep roots. But with faith, you can get her out of there. The sycamore tree was used to produce caskets, to make caskets. Don't let Satan kill your influence. Don't let Satan kill your testimony. And if there's things that needs to be put to death in your life, put them to death. Sycamore tree. Bitter. You and I don't trust God the way we need to trust God, and things come up in our life, and you know what happens to us? Our fruit has become bitter. I've seen that. People get bitter, they get mad, they leave church.
How can you answer?
We get mad at the preacher. Get mad at this, and get mad at that. Get bitter. Well, God didn't answer my prayer when I wanted to, how I wanted to, so evidently He's not God. When all along God said, just trust me. I've got these. Let's see if my tree produce bitter fruit. Oh, I don't want bitter fruit in my life. Oh, God, help me. God, increase my faith.
And then it was pollinated naturally. Well, Satan,
I do or use anything he can. Get you and me off course. When God says, trust me. Trust me. Faith pleases God. Faith is the vehicle that will get us through the impossibilities and the obstacles of life. And then thirdly, faith ought to produce something in our lives. If we really trust in God, faith will produce a good kind of fruit in our lives. That other people will have to see and take notice of. But to be honest with you this morning, there's probably some here, if they just really be right honest with God, they need to get this sycamore tree plucked up and gone. And just trust God. If you'll trust God, I will promise you, He will not let you down. You may not understand it. You may look at it and you may question it. But at the end of the day, you can trust Him. I don't know about you. I have to be along with these disciples and say, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. This man all over the building this morning. No song, no music. Every head bowed, every eye closed. What is it that you need to come and trust God with today? What is it you need to trust Him for? He said if we had a faith that's as great as mustard seed, we could say to that sycamore tree to be plucked up by the root. He said it would be done. Would you just be right honest with God right now?
you need to come? Some have already come, but I'm asking you, do you need to come? There's things that you've been carrying. There's things that you've been questioning. There's things that are hindering you right now in your own spiritual walk. There may be things going on right now within you that's hindering your family. And listen, you got children, you got grandchildren. You got people around you, maybe even yourself today, that needs to get saved. Would you come right now? What do you really want God to do for you in this next year? What is it that you need to put to death? What is it that you need to put in the casket and bury? Would you come right now? Some have come. Others need to come. Would you come? Say, God, I want you to help me increase my faith. Lord, I've played around with it long enough. You spoke to my heart about it. Listen, God's not speaking to you. Don't come. But if He is, I would encourage you to come. God, I want you to help me with my faith. Lord, I realize today there are times in my life that my faith is so weak. I give over to my flesh so easily. Lord, increase my faith. When that offense comes and I want to get mad and I want to get revenge, Lord, you help me that I can have that forgiving spirit. God, that I not hold grudges. That I not cause things in my own heart that would bring about bitterness in my own life. Others are coming. Would you just be honest with God today? What are you letting hinder you? What are you letting hinder your family? What would it be that you might be letting something hinder the church? Oh, it needs to be plucked up. It needs to be taken care of. Jesus said, hey, fellas, if you'll just believe me, if you'll just trust me, it can be taken care of. I wonder today, as folks were praying, I wonder if there'd be someone here that would say, preacher, God has spoke to my heart this morning. I don't want anybody looking around. Preacher, God has spoke to my heart today. I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray for me, preacher. God sees that hand. Would there be another, preacher? Pray for me. Pray for me, preacher. Pray for me, preacher. Would there be one here today say, preacher, I know I'm lost, but I don't want to die lost in my sin. Preacher, pray for me. Pray for me that I'll make that step of faith and trust Christ as my Savior real soon. Would you have enough concern for your own soul right now to say, preacher, pray for me? Would there be one anywhere? Father, we love you today. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the infallible Word of God today. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege, Father, to be able to stand one more time. Lord, behind this sacred desk. Lord, try to deliver that which you've placed upon our heart for this hour, for this day. And Lord, I don't always understand why, but Lord, you know why. Lord, you know what we need, when we need it, and how we need it. Lord, I pray that each of us today, thank you for those that have come around this altar, but Lord, there's no doubt, probably others here in this building today, if they're truly honest with you, honest with the Holy Spirit of God, Lord, they ought to find their place here in this altar this morning and say, Lord, I want you to help me. Lord, I need my faith increased today, Lord. I need to have that faith as a grain of mustard seed that, Lord, that I can get these things that are rooted deep within my heart and in my life. Lord, that I could get them pulled out and taken care of. Lord, I pray for those that have come today. Lord, I pray that you just meet the need, Lord, upon every heart and every life. Lord, I pray that you'd help us this day and the days to come, the months to come. Lord, if you stay, you coming. That, Lord, we'd be more effective. Lord, in our witness and our worship. Lord, in our walk with our Lord and our Savior. Father, I'd have to say this morning, boy, you sure have been good to me. More, Lord, I sure have failed you so many times. Lord, I'm amazed at you. Lord, sometimes you even put up with me. Lord, I know that it's because you're long-suffering and you're gracious and you're merciful. And Lord, please forgive me today, Lord, where I failed just to trust you. And Lord, those things today that could be rooted and grounded in my heart and my life today that would hinder me in my spiritual walk. It would hinder me today as a husband, as a father, as a grandfather. Lord, it would hinder me today as a preacher and a pastor. Lord, I don't want to do anything to become a stumbling block or to hinder the work of God. So I pray today, Lord, you'd forgive me, and I pray that you'd help me. And Lord, I pray that, Father, you would remind me and remind me often that, Lord, all I need to do is just trust you, to follow you. Lord, to read the blueprints, even though I may not see and understand how it's all going to work out. But Lord, you said that you'd never leave us, you'd never forsake us. Lord, you've never made a mistake. And Lord, you've never been late. Lord, you've always been on time. Lord, you've never failed. And Lord, you sure are good. And I want to thank you for that today. And I pray that you'd help me, and I pray that you'd help my family. And I pray that you'd help my church family. That, Lord, we get ourselves in the place that, Father, in this new year, Lord, as we have a new start, a new beginning, a clean slate, if you will, Father, this day. That, Lord, that we would look to you and look forward. And Lord, that you give us a vision. God, of where you want to go. Where you want us to go. Father, what you want us to do. And Lord, the things that, Lord, need to be corrected in our lives, Lord, we just submit them to you. Lord, I love you today. Thank you for loving me. Forgive me again where I failed you and come short. And Lord, help us again today, I pray. Meet every need upon every heart, especially, Lord, that sinner closest to hell, I pray. Oh God, let us be a light and a witness to them before they die and perish without God. Lord, we're going to thank you. We're going to praise you for what you're going to do. Thank you again for the living word of God. I pray we'll make application of it in our hearts today. In Christ's name we do pray, and all God's people say it.
Amen.